Housing activists say Governor Newsom's budget proposal includes about $1 billion in cuts to state affordable housing projects. Anya Svanow is Communications Director of the Alliance of Californians for Community Involvement, or ACE. She said Governor Newsom is not making good on his promises to build new affordable housing.
He has made a promise to build 1 million affordable homes by 2030, and yet there is no plan to do that. It's his goal, but there's no plan. And currently, in this current budget cycle, he's proposing to cut another $1.2 billion to affordable housing.
The state is facing a $73 billion budget deficit this year, according to the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office. The governor's office and state officials say the state is still dealing with shortfalls left over from pandemic-era spending. But ACE's Anya Svanov says the budget, ultimately, is about priorities, even during deficit years.
The fact that we have spent 0.54% of our total budget on affordable housing seems atrocious. It's about how are you prioritizing your budget to address the issues that people care about. And right now, it's not enough.
Svanow said the state could revisit raising taxes on wealthier Californians and companies, like in the tech industry.
California is one of the wealthiest states in the world, you know, the fifth largest economy in the world. We have lots of billionaires here. Like, we have a ton of resource and wealth. And so if we wanted to raise the revenue to get to fund the housing that we need, we could absolutely do that.
Svanow says groups like ACE and low-income Californians struggling to make rent in some of the most expensive housing markets in the state are going to continue to raise the issue of increased funding for affordable housing. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.